Hello, welcome to The Unsworn Gamer. I'm your host, Rob, and in this video, we're going to be talking about the saviours of Cinderfall. Most importantly, and before you click off, we're going to be talking about Kallus and Tol and their new war scroll that's been released. But if you're a Cities of Sigmar fan, you should be super excited, because these guys are very, very good. Or at least I think they're good. They might be the best new faction in Age of Sigmar. They're not really a new faction. They're Cities of Sigmar models. Okay, what am I talking about? Let's go and have a look right now. So in the pre-order that was showcased on Sunday, Games Workshop announced that they would be releasing the Saviours of Cinderfall, Kallus and Tol. Kallus and Tol are actually the two bottom models, the Witch Hunter and the Double Pistolier, and also his companions, which comes as a kind of duo single unit choice. I'll explain. They've shown their war scroll off, and that's what we're going to be talking about right now. Let's go and have a look. Here you can see their war scroll. And we can scroll straight to the bottom so you can kind of grab this information. You have two units in Kallus and Tol and his companions and their companions. However, you buy them as a single lot. So if you want Kallus and Tol and Tol's companions, it's going to cost you 350 points. Super simple. And they're unique, and that's all you get. Kallus and Tol's unit is a two-model unit consisting of Kallus and Tol. Tol's Companions is a three-model unit consisting of the Stormcast, the Ninja Assassin Lady, and also the Old Granny with the Cat. That's what you get, okay? Pretty interesting. But this gets, like, I'm going to kind of work backwards from this and build up to the spice, because you are going to be shocked by this. 350 points is a lot. So don't forget, they've got the Cities of Sigmar keyword. That's important. They've also got the Hammerhall keyword. So you'll be able to put them into other sub-factions, but they won't gain those sub-faction special rules. They will just still be, you know, Hammerhall, but you can still use them in other sub-factions. That's an important note. They also have the Hero keyword. So if you're a Cities of Sigmar fan, you'll know that means that Kallus and Tol, being a two-model unit and having the Hero keyword, will be able to do an order. And then Tol's companions, also having the Hero keyword and being a three-model unit, is also going to be able to do an order. So for the battlefield role of one leader slot, then you will be able to get two hero units that both be able to do an order. This means one of the things that you want to do in Cities of Sigmar is maximize how many orders you can do. And heroes are able to do orders. That's why you normally see the Vandents, which is like a two-model unit, but are both heroes taken, because then you can do more orders inside of a unit. So you stack it up. I hope that makes sense. Perfect. So it's Kallus and Tol and Tol's companions. So first we're going to talk about Tol's companions. There's three models in the unit. Two of the models have got three wounds, and then one of the models has got five wounds, and that's Valius, the Keeper Asquian. He's got five wounds because he's a Stormcast Eternal, and then the other two have got three wounds each. And they've got a four-up save, but that four-up save is pretty decent because they have they will break upon my shield. And while this unit includes Valius, who's a Stormcast with five wounds, you ignore negative modifiers to save rolls for attacks that target this unit. What's fun about that is because it's only negative, you're going to be able to add positive modifiers like All-Out Defense or Mystic Shield and give them a 3-up unrendable save, which is quite nice on a unit that's going to have 11 wounds, which is kind of fun. They're also an elite unit, so they're going to be able to issue command abilities to themselves, and they have some other abilities as well. They have the Secrets from the Shadows. While this unit includes a Mistress of Verentia, each time an enemy unit within 12 inches of this unit receives a command, roll a dice. On a 5+, you receive one command point. This is pretty nice. It doesn't interrupt the command like you get with a command core, but being able to make it so that you have the command core for interrupting enemy spell, enemy command abilities, and then also stealing command points and generating more for yourself, is probably a great thing in a Cities of Sigmar army. So that stacks really well. Feels like they're designed to work very intuitively with how a Cities of Sigmar army plays. And the last rule that they have as a special rule is Silent as Death. During deployment, instead of setting up this unit and friendly Kallus and Tol unit on the battlefield, you can place them in reserve, and at the end of the movement phase, you can set up this unit wholly within 3 inches of any terrain feature and 9 inches from enemy units, and you can also set up Kallus and Tol unit as well with the same stipulations. Now, this is pretty spicy, because Kallus and Tol are wild. Really, really wild. These guys are okay in combat. The Stormcast himself has got 6 attacks, but they're damage 1. The Ninja Lady has got 1 attack, but it is damage 3. The Saber's got 4 attacks, but it's damage 1. And then the Griffhound that comes along with it has got 4 attacks, which is damage 1. So I wouldn't personally say that they are what you would consider to be a combat piece, but they're a small, okay unit that's going to be tough enough to get rid of. 11 wounds with an unrendable save, they'll be okay. But the real spice of this kind of release is Kallus and Tol. So Kallus and Tol is two models, and that's really important, and they're both armed with flintlock pistols and Azerite blades. They've got a 4-up armor save and a 5-up ward save. So 10 wounds with a 4-up armor save, 5-up ward save, pretty nice. Pretty nice, especially when you've got good healing in Cities of Sigmar, thanks to the Command Core. Then you've got two other abilities which make him crazy. So after this unit has fought for the first time, thanks to the Asquian Firewood Stakes, you can say that Hanover Tol will attempt to plunge his Asquian Firewood Stake into the heart of a foe. And if you do so, you pick one enemy model within an inch of Hanover and you roll 2d6. The roll is greater than the wounds characteristic of the enemy model's unit. That model is slain. Now, he's not going to be able to kill a 14-wound big monster, but 5-wound characters, he's going to be able to stab all of the time. Even things like Varangard, he's going to be able to just punk a Varangard very consistently. What's also fun is he's able to pick a model. So instead of your opponent choosing which model dies, you get to pick. So you can pick out an enemy banner bearer, an enemy champion, be able to break one of the models in the center of a unit that's helping them with coherency to explode coherency out, which I think is pretty fun. I love that, and I think that's cool. So this is really, really good. This is really good, but again, still not the spice of what the unit does. They've also got Get It Done. If this unit made a charge move, you can reroll charge rolls for friendly Tol's companion units within 12 inches of this unit at the end of the phase. That's not bad, because obviously they'll be deep striking potentially, and then you can charge, which is always good. But the melange, the spice... Sorry, I've watched a bit too much Dune recently. But the spice that you get here, yeah, good enough to destroy Arrakis for, is the ability Right Tool for the Job. Double the damage characteristic of an attack made with this unit's weapons if the target of that attack is a wizard or a demon. Okay, let's take a look at this. Obviously, everything basically in Chaos has got the demon keyword. So any of those armies that you're trying to fight against, you know, some plague bearers that are in your way, some bloodletters that you're in your way, just normal stuff that have got the demon keyword. This is already great. However, wizard is also really nice, especially for, you know, big character models. You know, you're looking a Lord of Change or Croak as an example. Some of those guys that you want to attack. But double the damage characteristic. Okay, so what sort of attack profile have they got? Two models have got 4 attacks each for a total of 8. Hit on 3s, wound on 3s, rend 1, damage 2. That means it's going to be damage 4. That's going to be 8 attacks at damage 4 from these two models, which is crazy output. That's very, very good. But obviously in Cities of Sigmar, that gets loads better. You've got countercharge abilities, which is really nice. Therefore, you're going to be able to get an additional attack atop of them as well. We love that. You've obviously got +1 to hit you can get just from command abilities and other sources. You also, because they're a hero, can do Finest Hours, so they could be +1 to wound as well. Also, don't forget we're in the Season of Magic, and Hoarfrost is available, meaning that they could be Ren 3. So a very realistic profile for these guys is 5 attacks, so 10 attacks for the unit, 2s and 2s, Ren 3, damage 4, which is a bonkers profile for what is like quite a cheap unit. They're not super cheap, they're 350 points. But you get a lot for that. You get 10 wounds on a 4-up armor save, 5-up ward save, and you get 11 wounds on an unrendable 4-up save. You get extra hero abilities, which I think is really nice. Extra hero commands, I think, as well. Cities have got a lot of healing inside their army, as is. Ability to steal command points, ability to deep strike. I think overall, these are going to see some play. Are they an auto-take in armies? I don't think they're an auto-take, but I think that there's a situation where you think, yeah, these are actually really, really good. Yeah. Which I think is very, very interesting. And obviously, there's all the other sub-faction abilities you get from Cities of Sigmar. Countercharge is really good. Being able to play them in Lethys, so Lethys can turn off ward saves, is going to make these even more effective. I think they're fun, and they feel like kick-ass characters, right? They're good. They deep strike into back lines and kill enemy wizards. There's some really interesting play here, which I think is super, super fun. So let me know what you think about this unit and if you plan on running them. I think they feel really good. I've been obviously talking about it with the Twitch chat, and we've all had different ideas, different thoughts. Using them as allies is interesting. I think that's a good hot take as well, because they play completely independently. Although some of the things that you can stack on them as buffs is good. You know, even the Warforger for plus one save is going to affect them because they're the human keyword. The Warforger that does mortals on sixes to hit, in addition, in melee combat, is going to work on them as well. It's really... Pontifex Sinestra is going to be able to give the 5-up ward save to the unrendable unit as well. Like, just really, really good. Very, very good. Very expensive, 350 points, but let me know what you think. I think they're great. I think the chat think they're great. I'll see you guys soon.